What up, what up, what up? Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of As Brock's Bengals Thoughts, part of the Impact Sports Cincinnati family. And as always, Impact Sports Cincinnati is brought to you by Dark Hawk Nutrition. Dark Hawk Nutrition is the next evolution in sports supplements. Their pre-workout, protein, creatine, and other products are produced in FDA-approved facilities, third-party tested for quality, and are guaranteed clean. So make sure you use code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. That's code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire order at darkhawknutrition.com. Good to be back to talk about a Bengals victory. My goodness, this Bengals team right now, they came out and played unbelievable football Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. 35-17 victory in a game that really did not feel remotely close. The score is going to say it was a little closer. Outside of like 49 seconds in that second quarter, this game wasn't even remotely close. An absolute dominating performance by the Cincinnati Bengals over the Falcons. And one, like I said, where it did not feel remotely like this game was in danger for the Bengals. Joe Burrow, I mean, continues just to be, you know, Joe freaking Burrow. He was 34-42, 481 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Quarterback rating of 138.2. He was sacked 3 times for 22 yards. His longest pass was a touchdown. That was a 60-yard completion to Tyler Boyd. He was slinging it around. He found 7 different receivers. All receivers were, you know, every receiver that was targeted ended up with a catch. Tyler Boyd, 8 receptions for on 9 targets for 155 yards. Again, he did have that 60-yard touchdown reception. Jamar Chase, 11 targets, 8 receptions for 130. 41-yard reception for a touchdown was the big one for him. He did have two touchdowns. So Boyd and Chase were the two beneficiaries of the Joe Burrow touchdown passes. Hayden Hurst targeted 8 times, hauled in 6 for 48 yards. T. Higgins, 7 targets, 5 receptions for 93 yards, 7 yards away from 100, which would have made 3 receivers at the 100-yard mark, which would have been amazing. Joe Mixon, 3 out of 3 for 33 yards. Mitchell Wilcox, 2 for 2 for 14, and then Samaje Perine, 2 for 2 for 8. Joe Mixon, 17 rushes for 58 yards, an average of 3.4 per carry. He did have a touchdown on the ground. Joe Burrow, 3 rushes, 20 yards, and he did have a touchdown as well. That was out on the QB sneak. They were unbelievable. They really were. Held Marcus Mariota to 124 yards passing. Just 107 yards on the ground. I mean, this defense was... this was one of their best performances you were going to see from this team. In a game that... going into it, we were concerned because the Atlanta Falcons have a very good rushing offense. And without DJ Reader, Logan Wilson, Josh Tupou, you know, as well, you know, where you're thinking, okay, where is anybody, you know, going to come up and be able to help stop this, you know, this rushing attack of the Falcons? Well, it happened, and it was awesome to see. Again, it's absolutely impressive. Fele and Zach Carter were the two defensive tackles that really stepped up. And they did just a phenomenal job. Tufele was, he was probably, I would say, the standout. I think, you know, in this game more than I would say Zach Carter was. I noticed Tufele a lot more than I did Zach Carter. You know, Tufele had six tackles in the game. Let's see here. Let me pull up the, let me grab the stats here real quick, the defensive stats. Because I thought I had, yeah, Tufele had six total tackles, three solo, three assisted, one tackle for loss in there. So, again, that's, you know, that's a pretty darn good day. You know, Jermaine Pratt also with six, you know, total tackles. Zach Carter had four solo tackles, one, you know, one assist. So he had combined five tackles, none for loss. But, you know, this, again, this was one that you were concerned, like I said, about where this team was going to, you know, where the guys were going to step up and take control of this game. And let's be real. This was one that, you know, sometimes you just have to say, damn it, this was a phenomenal game overall by the entire team. 13 total first downs, 7 on the ground, 5 by pass. Penalty. 14 total net yards the Bengals gave up. Unbelievable in the NFL. Because here's the thing. This is still the National Football League. These are paid professionals. And this Bengals team came out and did what they did. Continue to give performances like this. Folks, there ain't too many teams that are going to beat them. This was hands down the best performance we have seen from this team all year. And I'm going to be real. I don't think there's a team in the NFL the Bengals played like this. Nobody would have beaten them yesterday. You had 16 more first downs than the Falcons did. Net yards, 537 to 214. The way this offense was just flat out humming was incredible. I mean, it really was. You know, if you sit back and you just think about this team, it's got to put a smile on your face in this performance. It really does. First four possessions of this game, touchdowns. 4 on your first four drives of this game were touchdowns. That's incredible. That is incredible. Now, the time of possession in the first, you know, in the half was damn near, you know, even. Bengals had the ball for 10 minutes and 28 seconds compared to 4 minutes and 32 seconds. So there was a 6-second difference overall in time of possession in the first half. But the Cincinnati Bengals in this game did, outside of the one drive, the first drive of the second quarter for the Falcons, they went 16 plays, 74 yards, and ended up with a touchdown. Took 10 minutes and 9 seconds off the clock. So, I mean, yeah. Outside of that, they gave up literally relatively nothing. And again, outside of 49 seconds in the second quarter, to end the half, you know, sucks. But other than that, I mean, it was, you had the 16 play, 74-yard drive. Touchdown. Bengals get the ball right back. Right down the field, 7 plays, 84 yards, 3 minutes and 57 seconds off the clock, score a touchdown. You're thinking, okay, okay. All for a one play situation where South Apple got badly burned. Touchdown. Other than that, there's a 75-yard touchdown pass. Bird had him beat, and boy did he ever. So 75-yard touchdown pass there. I want to say it was Bird's first catch of the season. And his only catch in that game, too. Then the Bengals get the ball back. 19 yards, end up with a punt. 36, you know, seconds go off the clock. It was a hell of a return. And at that point, you're thinking, okay, they give up a field goal. 17 to go into the half. Getting the ball back. That's where this game changes, is right there. So at 28-17, you're down 11 in the NFL with a team getting the ball back with a chance to, if they score a touchdown, to either lead down to 7 or to 4 or 3 if they go for 2. And convert. What does the Bengals defense do? That has yet to give up a second half touchdown. Plays 1 yard, a minute and two off the clock. Now, unfortunately, the Bengals subsequently gave the ball back on downs. They went for it on fourth down. Complete pass. Wasn't pretty. Looked like Joe tried to force it. Great defensive play. You give the Falcons the ball back with a little bit of momentum after stopping them on D or on fourth down. Three and out. 7 yards. 16 seconds go off the clock there. Defense once again forces a three and out and another punt. Atlanta had the ball 4 times. Four possessions in the second half, every single one. Incredible. The Bengals just continued to take it to the Atlanta Falcons in that second half. After completely dominating them in the first half, like I said, were you your first 4 drives of the game? On a 4-play drive, an 11-play drive, 6-play drive, and a 7-play drive. Every single one of those drives, they start at either the 16, 29, the 25, the 16. Right down and converted all 4 times on those long drives. They weren't long time-wise, which is the crazy part. One took 2 minutes. Another took 5 minutes and 13 seconds. 20 seconds and 3 minutes and 57 seconds. That's pretty damn efficient if you ask me. That's what is fun about this offense. When they are rolling like they are. And this was one tonight, and I'll be the first to admit, I just criticized Zach Taylor and his play calling. It was the last show, or maybe the show before that. Side note, I didn't get the show out for the Saints game. I was having to deal with my son, who's been he's been sick. He's had, you know, pretty nasty fever. So make sure people to have your kids take their vitamins and everything like that. But so that's why this show wasn't out for last week. But I want to say the Baltimore last episode, the Baltimore game. I mean, I gave Zach Taylor a ration of crap for his play calling. I flat out said that this team was going to go nowhere. Things didn't change. You saw them change last game in the Saints, you know, against the Saints as well. That's where this team is going to succeed. Because let's be real. Does not like going out, or he doesn't like being under center. Doesn't like it at all. Joe Burrow's a guy who'd rather be in the shotgun formation and dictating the game from there. So you got to give credit where it's due. First, like I said, I ripped on Zach Taylor for his play calling and adjustments. Trying to force it seemed too early on in the year. Now, with that being said, I will also say that part of that forcing was to get accustomed to the offensive line and what they are best at. A running game, offensive line that was still trying to get everything, you know, together. Things changed in that New Orleans game, and you could see it. Now, let's be real, that game was a little bit closer than we all. With the weekend New Orleans Saints team. Quarterback. I'm an Andy Dalton guy. I love Andy Dalton. But Andy Dalton shouldn't be going out there and beating this Bengals team. I'm sorry. He shouldn't be. Not with the weapons that were out in that game. No reason. Once again, in the second half, stood tall and did not give up a single touchdown in the second half. That is crucial. That's where you're going to win football games. When that tide starts to turn, the teams start to change the way they go about it, that's where you're going to see the things trend in that upward trajectory there. That's what we're seeing now with this Bengals team. Again, I'm going to give credit to Zach Taylor. I blasted him. For previous play calling. Gotta give it credit where it's due. They stopped trying to force the issue, and they did what he was good at. He was good at letting Joe Burrow come out from under center and be in the shotgun formation. That's where this team is going to succeed. An interesting note, that was Joe Burrow's fifth 400-yard passing game in 32 career starts, making him the first quarterback in NFL history to have five 400-yard games in his first three seasons. That's incredible. He had 481 yards in this game here against the Falcons. Again, 34 of 42 for 481 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no picks. That's the second most yards he's thrown for in his career. Because, you know, if you remember last year, he threw for 525 on that beat-up Ravens secondary last year. Which, that set the team record. This is what you can get. This offense, if you let them do what they can do. Maximize their potential. Because part of coaching, I've coached a couple different sports. I've been coaching for 15 years. One of the jobs as a coach is to put your team in the best position to succeed. You put your team in the best position to succeed, and they succeed. I mean, there's nothing better. Buy in to what you are doing and what you're wanting. You see that success. But again, you've got to put your team in that position. They have to recognize that they're being put in a position to succeed. And let's be real, this is the NFL. Wasn't going to go undefeated this year. You can see exactly what it looks like right now and what they can be. Of this team. There is a really good chance that this team can go on a run if they continue to play like they did today. Be, you know, in a really, really good spot moving forward, especially after these next couple games. Couple drives in the second half. He was absolutely flying out there. Again, dominating performance from the Cincinnati Bengals. So I praise defense for what they've done. Overall, you get an A+. I'm going to say you get an A+. Over 500 yards total offense. Again, shut out in the second half. 40 yards total offense in the second half. Atlanta couldn't do anything. When you're up 28-17, and say the first drive of the second half, the Falcons go right down and score a touchdown to bring it within 4. That's where things could get real. A couple plays here and there, that's a whole new football game. The game was well out of reach. And like I said, I'm not saying that I ever felt this game was in doubt. Because it wasn't. There's that what if part, like I'm saying. What could have happened? Defense and Lou Anarumo. And I have been the huge Lou Anarumo defender. A lot of people were bitching about the defense and wanting him out. Time saying he has done so much with so little. Now that he's actually got the pieces here, I mean, this, guys, this defense is nasty. Are nasty. Why? you've got the nasty defense coupled with offense and what it could be, Zach Taylor. Now, he's not going to get every play call correct, and he's going to make a couple questionable calls here and there. It is what it is. But when the majority of them are going to be like that, I've got the problem. Just a call here or there. It is what it is. Offense, Joe Burrow, obviously, you know, running things like he is. Receivers. Add in another weapon in Hayden Hurst. First one to admit, I said you should bring CJ Uzama back because of the locker room leader that he was. That's the only reason I said that. He wasn't worth a crap in receiving the other ones. And I didn't see them going out and getting Hayden Hurst and bringing him in. I've always been a fan of Hayden Hurst. Never thought that it would be, that he would be the replacement, but by God, I am so glad I was wrong. Hayden Hurst and what he has done, fantastic. He used to show why he's another weapon. You've got a three-headed monster in receivers like they do. Boyd and Ja'Marr Chase. Hayden Hurst at the tight end position. And Joe Mixon out of the backfield. Last week, and Boyd combined for 19 catches for 245 yards and 2 touchdowns. This week, 21 catches for 378 yards and 3 touchdowns. Are you kidding me? Not alone. They've got the best receiving core in the entire National Football League. You continue to give Joe Burrow those weapons. Holy cow. Can you stay healthy? That's the limit for this team. That's what's awesome about it. There's potential for a really fun next couple weeks here for the Cincinnati Bengals team. And again, outside of 49 seconds in the second quarter, right at the end of the half, it wasn't even remotely close. 10 points were scored in that final 49 seconds there. 10 points. So with that being the case, holy cow, give me that all day long. It's good. It is good. This is the team that we were expecting all along. Now we're starting to see it. And I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it. This is fun. Now next up is a huge divisional game against the Cleveland Browns on Monday night. Halloween night in Cleveland, Monday Night Football. Fell to 2-5 after they lost to Baltimore in a game that effectively really knocked. And I've said all along that I've still felt it was a two-horse race between the Bengals and Ravens. With that being the case, we needed to win to really keep Cleveland out of it, because Cleveland gets that win 3-4. Was on Monday night. 2-5, 4 straight losses. Let's be real. It's not a very good football team. I thought they were. They're not. Tony Pike said it perfect on the radio yesterday on Tony and Mo Football Show. He goes, I thought was a really good team that played a couple bad corners. Said instead, bad team that's played a couple great quarters. That's spot on. That really truth right there. They're not very good. A couple great quarters. Other than that, they haven't done much. It makes it frustrating where the Bengals are right now, because had things had switched and, you know, they had changed up their mentality in terms of offense a little earlier, 6-1 right now. 7-0. Every bit 6-1. Frustrating part. You got a chance to go to 5-3. Put a dagger in the hearts of the Cleveland Browns with a victory on Monday Night Football. This is a game where you've really got to step up and play good defense, because the Browns entered the game last week with an average of 172 yards on the ground. So, this team is really good. They're really good on the ground. Bengals defense to step up. Step up and play defense. Bengals are leaving Cleveland with another victory. Well, we'll see how it goes. All the confidence in the world in JFB, Lou Anarumo, and company. So that's going to wrap it up for this episode of Asbrox Bengals Thoughts. Again, thank you guys so much for checking out the episode. As always, make sure you guys go to the website, www.iscincy.com. Got lots of high school action, or high school football playoff action going up on the website. We're hoping to be at Wintwoods in LaSalle this weekend, which should be a great playoff game as the playoffs start in Ohio this week. Also, look for a playoff preview podcast to be coming out the next couple days. Myself, and I'm hoping to get Kirk Metzler on, as we will be discussing the playoffs. Again, that's starting in Ohio, so make sure you check that out. As always, make sure you follow us on Twitter at @IamChrisAsbrock and at @ISCincy. Also, make sure you go to check out the website at www.iscincy.com. That is iscincy.com. Thank you guys so much for all of your support, and make sure you guys check out our crew at Dark Hawk Nutrition. They're the ones that bring all of this great stuff together. So we truly appreciate Dark Hawk Nutrition. Like I said, we're brought to you by Dark Hawk Nutrition. Dark Hawk Nutrition is the next evolution in sports supplements. Their pre-workout, protein, creatine, and other products are produced in FDA-approved facilities, third-party tested for quality, and are guaranteed clean. Use code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. That is code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. So again, thank you guys so much, and have yourselves a great rest of the week. And stay tuned as we have more stuff and content coming out. Take care, everybody.